This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Jason Ortiz, last name O, R, T for Tom, I for India, Z for Zebra, first name Jason, J for Joy, A for Apple, S for Sam, O, N for Nancy, period. The date, November 18, 2022, period. He is a 20-year-old male patient who comes for evaluation in relation to he being told to have two holes in the heart between the right and left heart chambers, period. He denies having any chest pain, coma, shortness of breath, coma, dizziness, coma, syncope, coma, palpitation, coma, upper respiratory tract infection, coma, edema of feet, or a bleeding tendency, period. No history of GI problem, G in capital letter, period, I in capital letter, period, problem, period. Patient lives active life, though recently for last 3 years he has not been active because he is busy with his work, period, period. This and new paragraph. He is not very active physically in last 3 years, but prior to that he used to play baseball, comma, basketball, and in exercise he was lifting weights, and he was also running, period. New paragraph. He says if he's asked to walk, he can walk about 2 miles and climb 4 flights of stairs, period. New paragraph, past history. On August 27, 2009, patient had a right and left heart cath done by Dr. Michael A. Kuhn. Dr. Michael, M for Mary, C, I for India, C for Charlie, H for House, A for Apple, E for Europe, L for Larry. Middle initial is A for Apple, period. And last name is Kuhn, K for Kite, U, H for House, N for Nancy, MD, at Loma Linda University Medical Center, Loma Linda, L for Larry, O, M for Mary, A for Apple, Linda, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, D for David, A for Apple Medical Center, period. At that time, he was approximately 16 months old, period. Subsequent, also at that time, it was reported that his left ventricle was mildly dilated, period. On August 27, 2009, Dr. Kuhn, K for Kite, UHN, did coil embolization of the patent ductus arteriosus, period. So coil, C for Charlie, O, I for India, L for Larry, embolization, E for Europe, M for Mary, B for Boy, O, L for Larry, I for India, Z for Zebra, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy, of patent ductus arteriosus, P for Paul, A for Apple, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, T for Tom, ductus, D for David, U, C, T for Tom, U, S, arteriosus. A for apple, R. T for Tom, E for Europe, R. I for India, O. S for Sam, U. S for Sam. Period. Prior to that, his workup was done, and a diagnosis before the procedure was restrictive posterior patent ductus arteriosus. Restrictive. R, E for Europe, S, T for Tom, R, I for India, C for Charlie, T for Tom, I for India, V for Victor, E for Europe. No complications were noted during the procedure period. New paragraph. Dr. Kuhn then examined him in follow-up on June 30, 2010, when his EKG was within normal limit, and Dr. Kuhn reported the echo showed mild left ventricular dilatation and mild left atrial enlargement, period. No residual patent ductus arteriosus. Residual R, E for Europe, S for Sam, I for India, D for David, U, A for Apple, L for Larry, period. new paragraph. When Dr. Balguma examined him on November 6, 2014, he reported that no patent foramen oval was seen. Patent foramen, P for Paul, A for Apple, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, T for Tom, oval, O, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, E for Europe, foramen, F, O, R, A, M for Mary, E for Europe, N for Nancy, seen, period. New paragraph. Dr. Balguma advised that there was no shunts were seen. Shunt S for Sam, H, U, N for Nancy, T for Tom, S for Zen, seen, period. He advised no need for bacterial endocarditis prophylaxis, period. He also advised no need to limit his physical activity, period. He advised that due to history of patent foramen oval, he should avoid deep sea diving. D for David, E for Europe, E for Europe, P for Peter, C, S for Sam, E for Europe, A for Apple, diving, D for David, I for India, V for Victor, I for India, N for Nancy, G, period. A new paragraph. No history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, myocardial infarction, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period. Father and mother are in good health, period, new paragraph. Social history, he does not take coffee, period. He does do small amount of nicotine vaping. N for Nancy, I for India, C for Charlie, O, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe, vaping, V for Victor, A for Apple, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, G. And he also does smoke marijuana, M for Mary, A for Apple, R, I for India, J, U, A for Apple, N for Nancy, A, 2 to 3 days in a week period. It does not take alcohol period. New paragraph. One exam patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative. Period pupil equal and react to the light period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement period. Peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except right dorsalis pedis 1/4, left dorsalis pedis 2/4, right posterior tibial 4/4, and left posterior tibial 3/4 period. No carotid bruit period, no obvious skin problem detected period, new paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 106 over 60 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, BMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period, S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is an ejection systolic leak in the left lower parasternal area, period. No S3, no S4, and no significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or RONCHI, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. Personal history, patient is 5 feet, 9.5 inch tall, period. His weight is 150 pounds, and he is a manager in Taco Bell. Taco Bell, T for Tom in capital letters, A for Apple, C for Charlie, O, and Bell, B for Boy in capital letters, E for Europe, L for Larry, period, new paragraph. The EKG shows heart rate 50 beats per minute, period. The P wave is inverted in lead 3 and very small in lead AVF with a short PR interval of 120 milliseconds, suggesting that patient has an ectopic atrial rhythm with the bradycardia, period. No other significant abnormality noted, period. New paragraph analysis. The patient had at the age of 16 months, coil embolization of restrictive patent ductus arteriosus, which was successful and without any complications, period. 10 months later, the echocardiogram was done when EKG was within normal limit, but echo showed mild left ventricular dilatation and mild left atrial enlargement, period. No residual patent ductus arteriosus was seen, period. In 2014, the echocardiogram was done, which did not show any shunt. S for Sam, H for House, U, N for Nancy, T for Tom, and did not show any patent foramen oval, period. Patient and the mother says that he has been told to have 2 holes, probably connecting right side chamber to the left side chamber, period. A clinically patient condition is stable. It appears that his functional capacity is adequate, though lately he's not been doing regular exercise, period. New paragraph. In view of above finding, plan is to request for the authorization, A for Apple, U, T for Tom, H, O, R, I for India, Z for Zebra, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy, authorization of for echocardiogram to evaluate for cardiac chamber size and any congenital abnormality in view of his previous history of patent ductus arteriosus and patent foramen ovale, period. Patient blood pressure is normal, period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, status post coil embolic closure of the restrictive patent ductus arteriosus at the age of 16 months without any complications, period. Number two, history of being told to have mildly dilated left ventricle and mildly dilated left atrium at the age of 26 months, period. Number three, echocardiogram in 2014 did not show any patent foramen ovale, O, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, E, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.